can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right, we got a bonus episode for you today. The past couple weeks, you should have been emailed by Airbnb alerting you to a policy update. And this is their off-platform and fee transparency policy update. And first, they sent an email telling us that by May 10th, all of this would go into effect. And then shortly thereafter, the next time you logged into your Airbnb account, a pop-up was presented to you and you had to agree to these terms of services. And since then, our community has had a lot of questions. And at first, and even Annette and I, before we hopped in the mic today, we're like, you know, nothing has really changed. It's just a tightening up of policies that have always been there. But then, of course, we dig into the policy and we're like, well, this is gray. And what does this mean? So we thought we would initiate a discussion around this update, share with you our thoughts, some point of views that have been presented to us by our industry colleagues, to get your brains moving and shaking, to get back into your listings and make appropriate updates. And if you haven't heard about this, seen this, or thought it's much of a change, to kind of get you aware and just on your toes.
Yeah, none of this is a big surprise, I don't think. And again, it's just a time for everybody to recalibrate. I have a saying that I have like been rooted in for not too long, but it's becoming more and more true daily, is expect the unexpected. And it doesn't even mean the unexpected is negative. It's just like we've got to always be ready for things that are going to come our way. And so this is a way for everybody to just refocus and get into your listing, focus on your property, and make sure you're compliant.
So we, in our hosting business mastery, in our private membership, we often have these discussions as a group when policies change. And we work with a bookkeeping expert and a trust management expert. Her name is Corey Lee. She's awesome. I've been working with her for years. And we brought her on to talk about this with our group because she has a really interesting perspective because she does books for companies all over the US. And obviously, when you do someone's books, you also have to dig in deeper and ask them different questions about their operations. Plus, she's worked in operations for short-term rentals before. So she has a really interesting take on how this is affecting multiple companies across the US, so co-hosting companies, property management companies. And she had a really interesting perspective because you may have seen some people post YouTube videos or Instagram reels about this topic and they're upset about it. But she was like, listen, it's easy to get upset. It's easy to kind of shake your fist at Airbnb and say, what the heck? But when you go into Airbnb, when you go into Google and you search for the Airbnb, I'll do it right now. when you start that search in your browser, you can do it on Safari, wherever, and the dropdown comes with all the different Airbnb URLs. The first one that pops up says Airbnb-Vacation Rental Company. Annette and I are guilty of this, where we have said Airbnb is like a marketing platform, right? It's kind of where you list your property and they market it for us. But that's not what they consider themselves. They consider themselves, because they decide on what this says here when you do the search, vacation rental company. We have advised, I have done this myself as a vacation rental company manager, have told our owners of properties, like, if you want to be in my program, you have to operate the way that I've built out my program to operate so that I can deliver the best service possible to guests, right? So when I have someone who wants to work with me, I'll be their licensed property manager. They can share with me, and in the courting process of finding the right property manager to the right owner, you can ask them questions and see how you're most aligned. But at the end of the day, if we're aligned, it's because you like what I have to offer in my program and you're agreeing to it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Airbnb is saying the same thing. If we want, as owners of our property, or maybe we are third party, you know, co-hosts or property managers, but if you want to use the Airbnb's vacation rental company, they have these lists of policies that you have to agree to so they can serve their guests, which is all of our guests, but their guests the way they want to serve them.
And I truly believe that these changes, Airbnb is thinking about the guest as they should, because let's say, for instance, no off-platform payments. It could be sketchy to a guest of, why are you asking me to send payments in different ways than I had initiated the original payment? You know, asking for if there's communication happening off of the platform, if they're asking guests to download ancillary apps that are other company apps to access the property. I do see how it can be consumer confusion, not a good experience for the guest. And I absolutely see where they're coming from on this.
I've talked with a lot of people who have a lot to say about this new update, and they have, yes, it is watching out for the guest and making sure the guest doesn't feel like they're being jerked all over the place, because there are some regulations that Airbnb has to make sure that they are falling within. There's some discussion about this being in response to any anti-steering regulations in the EU and the US or drip pricing, right? Where there's hosts out there that are apparently booking the guests on the Airbnb platform, but then once they're booked, the host is like, oh, but now you have to pay for this and have to pay for this in order to have this reservation come to life. You know what I mean? And like, we would never do that, but there are bad hosts out there, and there are guests that are trying to use this Airbnb platform, and they are feeling a certain way about not trusting it. And so anyway, let's get into the policy a little bit. The key policy changes that have happened are the strict off-platform, you cannot ask for a guest to pay for anything off of Airbnb if the guest came to you from Airbnb.
And some of you might be like, cool, I've never done that anyway, so it doesn't matter. The people that might be impacted is people, let's say you are asking maybe for pet fees or pool heat or upsells. You know, that's where this could be impactful, where they were either sending, maybe they were sending Venmo, PayPal, maybe just extra links to do upsells where they were upselling directly to the guest. So there are instances, you know, this might not impact you at all. Easy breezy, no big deal. But if you are someone where you were doing that, still good news for you. You can still collect the payments. You just need to do it within Airbnb.
Right.
Which there is probably going to be, and we're going to get into this a little bit more of upfront explaining to them what the additional fees are. But again, this is something, A, if you haven't been doing any upsells, if you haven't been sending anything through the resolution center or getting anything above and beyond the reservation from your guest, I encourage you to start getting creative on what are some things that maybe you could offer that you're not offering that your guests would be willing to upgrade to enjoy their stay more.
Let's break this down. If a fee is mandatory for their stay, right? Mandatory. They cannot stay there unless they pay this thing. It has to be collected at reservation time. So you have to use the additional fees section of Airbnb and outline those additional fees to the guest at the time of booking.
Let's give an example.
So for example, and we've taught this before because I didn't like the way Airbnb's pet fee structure was. I didn't like that I had to choose. I forget what it was. It was either just a flat fee rate, per stay. Yeah. I charge a per pet per night fee, just like a boarding house would. So what I would do is actually not charge a pet fee via Airbnb's pet fee area. And I would, and I had in my house rules in our description that here's how much we are for pets. We will charge you the day of arrival via the Airbnb Resolution Center for pets. That way we could have a more appropriate pet fee. Well, since then, Airbnb has changed their pet fee collection software. I don't know how to say it. Whatever. And now you can charge per night per pet. So moving forward, if it's mandatory for a guest to pay for pets to stay with you, you have to collect that at the time of booking. So I can no longer, and if you've heard my episodes before about how I did this, you can't do that anymore. Okay. You have to collect it at the time of the reservation. Or let's say, like Annette, you mentioned pool heat. Let's say it's mandatory. And it depends on how many days you're staying, how much the pool heat is. You have to use the additional fee section of Airbnb. And so now there is no pool heat section, but you could use one of their provided sections to collect that fee, whether that's the management fee or the community fee. And what you have to do is set that fee. And then if you need to send your guest a special offer before they book, maybe converse with them. If you've got to change that fee, you can do that. But if it's mandatory, it has to be collected via Airbnb at the time of booking. Now, if it's not mandatory, if it is, like Annette was saying, an upsell, you can still upsell.
Yes.
But you have to list your upsells in your listing description. And you must collect those upsell fees via the Airbnb Resolution Center, unless you are a software connected host with an approved software connected Airbnb API approved software connected company.
Ooh, and that's where it does get all kinds of fun. So we'll make sure we link. Okay, a couple of things in the show notes. We'll link to the policy updates, and then we will also link to the software partners, the preferred partners, because if you are anywhere online, you've heard there's a lot of buzz about who is truly a preferred partner of Airbnb versus a concierge service provider. And we can admit that has been some gray areas that
Very
we have
gray.
Seen on the interwebs. So if you are someone that has some sort of software connected to your listing, I would be on high alert to A, see if they are a preferred partner. And then if you don't see them on the list, reaching out to that partner and figuring out how they are going to be woven in to these new regulations. So again, if you have any sort of software connected to your listing, let's make sure we understand who they are, what they're doing, and if they are a preferred partner.
So let's just give you an example of how this works both ways. Now, Annette and I said at the beginning of this episode that this isn't a huge change for all of us, but what might be a big change is listing any and all upsells in your listing description. I don't have them all listed there, you know, prior to this change with Airbnb. Where I have it listed is we use Hostfully guidebooks. And so in our Hostfully guidebooks, when a guest goes to, after they book, we send them the one link, and this is where they get, you know, their Wi-Fi information, their code to enter the property, and all the upsell options, they can get it from the Hostfully guidebook. So that's why I don't have it listed in the listing descriptions. Even though Hostfully is an approved API connected software, I am going to continue using our Hostfully guidebooks and that Hostfully link after the guest books because it's an approved software. Now, as far as I know, this should be fine, but I'm still going to list all of my upsells in our listing description just to be fully compliant. If you are not a software connected host, if you do not have a channel manager or a PMS, Again, same thing applies. All of your upsells in your listing description. After your guest books, you can say, "Hey, Susie, we're so glad that you confirmed your stay with us. As outlined in our listing description, we have the following upsells available to you. Would you like to add any of these to your stay? If you would, let me know and I can send you the request for these funds via the Airbnb Resolution Center." So I actually think this could be a great way for all of us to recalibrate and think about what upsells do I offer? What have people paid for in the past? Let me get more organized about this.
And more consistent in offering it. Yeah. That's when we talk to so many folks. They're like, "I used to do it and then I stopped." And then it's like, well, I think this is them helping us be better sales people.
Yes.
There are also in these mandatory fees, there are some things that are like privy just to hotels, tax collection. We're not going to get into that nitty gritty because it's probably not going to be helpful to our listeners, but there are a slew of exceptions on some of the mandatory fees. So check those out. Read through the actual policy online.
Right. Okay. So again, you can no longer collect cash. You can no longer send Venmo links. You can no longer Zelle your guest anything. Everything has to happen on Airbnb. Again, unless you're a software connected host, like for example, I'm connected to Hostfully. And with Hostfully, our guests can book an upsell from our Hostfully guidebook. Check out there. Obviously, that link isn't via the Airbnb Resolution Center. My understanding is that's okay. I've asked Airbnb support. They've also said that's okay. But as we all know, you might connect with a different Airbnb support and they might say something completely different. So move with caution. This episode is meant to just make you aware. I would still reach out to Airbnb, ask your specific questions. I like to talk to Airbnb via chat, so I have record in writing of what they've said to me. So I'll leave that there. Okay. Another situation is the security deposits. It used to be that you could collect a security deposit from an Airbnb guest. It now says that most hosts, and this is coming from the policy, most hosts are not allowed to charge a security deposit. For the small number of instances in which a security deposit is permitted, they must be disclosed in the appropriate fee field, because Airbnb wants us to use AirCover. This one is the one that is a little frustrating to me.
I think this one is a little gray too, because it says the ones that are permitted.
Right. And it's like who's permitted? It does say under exceptions, it says select software connected hosts may collect payment for disclosed mandatory fees and security deposits off of the Airbnb platform. So there you go. Maybe. But it's just tough because AirCover, while sometimes it comes through for you, especially when things are clearly a violation of house rules or they've damaged items in your property, there are times when you feel it's clear and you get denied AirCover. And this is why we will continue to collect damage waivers. We prefer it in-house. If you don't want to do damage waivers in-house, there are third-party companies that offer damage waivers. And as long as they're approved by Airbnb, you should be okay. But just something to consider.
Yeah. And when we did a little deeper dive, like the security deposits, pet fees, like there's going to be exceptions again, like hotels, resorts, professional property managers. So again, that's where you would probably want to reach out and confirm.
There's also talk about Airbnb getting very dialed in on any host, like we said, trying to get a guest to book off platform. So I've been guilty of it. A potential guest has a lot of questions and it's like, they're not understanding. You can't send pictures via the messaging system until they book. So we've been like, we try to get them to reach out to us direct most of the time. So we can just be really clear about the question that they're asking us. But now, especially with AI and Airbnb being able to leverage AI to really dig into our conversations with guests, to dig into our listings and our photos, I would be really careful about any sneaky ways that you are trying to get guests to contact you off of the platform and find you direct.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave that there because it's so gray in this policy update. It used to say like you can't have any logos or watermarks on your photos. And now it no longer says that. It just says you can't try to get an Airbnb guest to book off platform. So I don't know.
And the reason, and we want to share this too. We do know that this like not taking any communication, any money off of the guest, because we do know that, again, some hosts have tried to pull a guest that even has a current booking with Airbnb, cancel that booking, and then book direct. So they are protecting themselves in that respect of, and we've never encouraged you to like, it's always been to gather information from the guest after they've booked and you've honored that reservation that came via Airbnb. But again, we do know there are a lot of potential bad actors out there that have had guests canceled and just booked direct and take the lead essentially that Airbnb gave them and then pull it over to their own booking site.
All right. Before we sign off, we want to share with you that there are implications to hosts using unapproved software. So again, we're going to put the link in the show notes that Airbnb shares of who is an approved Airbnb API partner. Now, if you are using any sort of software that isn't an Airbnb API approved partner, there could be implications. Airbnb can flag or ban your host account for violating its terms of service, especially around data scraping, unauthorized messaging, off-platform communication, or payments. And they can detect it if you have unauthorized API calls, repeated login attempts from third-party IPs, activity from software that's not on the preferred partner list. Why? Well, okay, I'm going to go back to Corey, our expert bookkeeper, and she had a great point of, listen, if you're not an approved partner with an approved API connection, Airbnb can't control the information of the guest that they have to honor to the guest. And so if all this information is being scraped, they don't know what the guest is doing with that. So a lot of softwares can pay to play and be connected to Airbnb. And so Airbnb, it looks like they're going to get more strict about these partnerships and making sure that everyone who is getting the data from Airbnb is doing it on the up and up.
And we already know. We know what's going through your mind right now. We have a lot of partners. Let's get them out there. We have partnerships with Hostfully, who's a preferred partner. Price Labs, StayFi, Breezeway. The list goes on and on that you have heard us speak about. We are going to, obviously, these new changes are fairly new, and we are going to be talking with all of those partners and making sure that we bring that to you if anything changes with them, if it would be any sort of detriment to your listing. Again, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. We are not attorneys. We are not employees of Airbnb. We do not work, you know, with the partners. We're not on their team. So we are going to make sure that we're staying up on that with you. Sarah and I are already having conversations with them about how to address their connections to Airbnb and these tools that we have been using to help our business, and obviously want them to be helping you guys with your business also.
Because here's a big question is, okay, Hostfully is an approved partner, and then Hostfully connects with a lot of these more concierge type services. So, just because you don't see a piece of tech that you use on this list, don't panic. What I would do is email them. Ask them for any official statement on these changes and see. For example, I know we're gonna give you some information hopefully here next week on StayFi, because StayFi doesn't scrape data from Airbnb. The guest can opt in to use StayFi after their stay is already booked on the Airbnb's platform.
And I mean, they're in there.
Yeah.
They're in your property reservation.
Correct. Yeah. And they have to, and StayFi is compliant. The guest has to opt in to marketing right. efforts. If they don't opt in, no big deal. Then you you don't market to them. So there's a lot of conversations around that. So again, and there is no, it's a little gray right now. So we're keeping our eye on all conversations, but the true thing here is don't panic. The biggest thing I would focus on is making sure all of your upsells are in your listing description. That's what I would focus on. Mm-hmm. Truly. If you're a software connected host, if you're a professional property manager, a professional co-host, most of your systems are probably okay.
Yep.
We were talking to one of our private clients and she's like, wants to get like different pieces of technology now. And I'm like, whoa, like don't do that yet because we don't know what's going on with some of these concierge pieces of technology that aren't listed on Airbnb's approved. So everyone just stay calm, continue on, ask Airbnb support, ask your tech companies, put the pieces together and do the best you can. And as soon as we know more, we'll share more. Anything else you want to add?
That's it. Again, I do focus on compliance for sure. And just go in. And this is an excellent time for everybody to just update their listing, update their workflows, and figure out, you know, where they stand. And I'm sure if most of us look at our bottom line, there is a line item on the P&L with Airbnb that's a large portion of it. Mm-hmm. So I would just take note of that.
Well, I'll just say what you're alluding to. It's time to get serious about direct bookings. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to build our direct booking business in a legit way and not by trying to get an Airbnb guest.
Hacks. They want to, like, let's have them cancel their reservation and then book direct with us. So that's slow and steady wins the race. If there was some stuff that was either trying to rely on hacks or getting a few people to cancel and then book direct, it's like we really need to recalibrate all of that.
Yeah. If you have questions, feel free to email us. I'm sure, or you can actually call into hostinghotline.com. If you go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question. We actually have one coming up soon. Someone asked about StayFi, so we're going to try to get that live next week. If you have questions and we can get to the answer that we feel is worthy sharing with all of you, because we certainly don't want to spread misinformation, we will. So go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question. It can be about this or truly anything hosting related, and we'll answer it on our Tuesday episodes. Anything else you want to talk about? Okay.
Get busy. Let's get busy.
Go in your listings, update them, make sure that you know what's going on there. Think about upsells that you could offer. It's actually an exciting time. We can all get in there, a little spring cleaning on our listings.
There we go. I like it.
All right. With that, I am Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFB must-haves master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.